Welcome back to the shack. That hurt my throat really bad.
The dumbest show on the internet.
This is the show on the internet. This is I said that. No, this is the show.
That's what I said.
No, you added other colorful language.
Freudian slip.
Freud can get out of here.
Freud can get out of here.
Yeah, we don't need his. I'm a young Carl Jung guy anyways. I don't know if there's a thing between them two, but you know, in my head there is. There is now.
I don't know. There may be. I'm gonna have to look up if there's beef between.
Oh, I'm Daniel.
And I'm Wilbur, I guess.
I wanted to see what you do. Okay. No, you're Daniel and I'm Wilbur.
Oh, that's right. There's the new conspiracy.
Welcome back to the shack. Yeah, we've switched this whole time.
Mm-hmm.
No, we would never do that to you. Not here on the shack. The only thing that comes out of the shack is pure, unfiltered truth. That's what you get here. It's why you come here. You come to the shack for the truth. And we're just going to tell it as we sees it.
Is it Siegfried and Roy?
Siegfried and Roy?
No.
Siegfried.
Freudian. What's his first name?
Oh, Freud. Sigmund Freud. Sigmund.
Is it?
Yeah, Sigmund Freud. Siegfried and Roy. No, that's even funnier.
You spell Freud.
F-R-E-U-D? I might be wrong, but I think that's right.
Fraud?
Maybe. He liked his mother. He was a...
Oh, yeah, they did not like each other.
They didn't?
Yes, Carl Jung and Sigmund Freud had a bitter falling out that led to a significant split in the history of psychology.
That's because Sigmund Freud wanted to bang his mom. And I don't think Carl Jung
criticized Freud for focusing purely on the external and objective aspects of a person's dream rather than looking at both objective and subjective content within.
Mm. I like Carl Jung. He talked about your shadow. He talks about facing your shadow.
Sure.
The things that you avoid are the things that the dark parts of yourself you don't like that you try to keep down in the bottled up. That you try to hide from the world. No, you need to let these things out and address them and face them. That's what makes you a stronger person. That's what makes you find out who you really are in this world that we inhabit.
Hey, Peter.
Is that Joe?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Joe?
I can't do it, Peter. Go on.
No, I didn't have anything.
Oh, well, why'd you say that?
I don't know. So
we're back in the shack.
I'm tired and being dumb.
And we're picking up where we left off from the World Economic Forum's article here. Was that last week we had this?
Something like that. I have no idea.
Their article titled, "What If We Get Things Right? Visions for 2030. So, like...
what if we get it right?
You know, what if this happens Let's to be try. Right? So I think some of these things, I may have said that in the last episode, I don't remember, but I think some of these things, yeah, they are getting right. They are pushing for it. And I think there's other things in here that may, what I aim for that might look good on paper, but when it comes down to it, it's not going to be good, or they're deceiving us here. Oh, gosh. This cretin. Sorry. I clicked accept cookies on the website, and it brought up a picture of someone at the World Economic Forum that was giving some of these advice and talking points for the future, and they look like a inbred cretin. Oh, gosh. Good thing we're taking advice from these people. Let's see here. This person says, this next person, number 16. I feel bad. I'm not going to say their name. Quantum materials will service humanity's problems. And then that's it.
I remember last time we were doing this, I was Googling all these things because I want to know.
So I don't know.
Quantum materials.
Yeah, what's that? That's quite the headline.
Quantum materials are materials that exhibit strong electric correlations or orders or have electronic properties that are linked to quantum effects.
Are they like trying to say like quantum computers are going to run humanity's problems? I love how it says that. Well, service humanity's problems. You know, most of our problems are things that we create. You know, humanity's real biggest problems are like natural disasters.
Graphene is the only one I know.
What is it?
Graphene.
Graphene. Yeah, I've heard of that too.
It's been used for millennia for all kinds of things.
Yeah.
I think it was actually the rods weren't lead in Chernobyl. They were graphene.
Hmm. Interesting.
superconductors, which is I know the name.
Yeah, I don't know exactly
what. Ask me what a superconductor was. I don't know if I could actually tell you.
I think it's a conductor, but like ramped up to super.
Weyline semi materials.
What is the first word?
Weyl.
Weyl.
Whale.
Yeah,
it's whale. Weyline. I don't know.
Weyline.
I add extra letters to make it work.
Yeah, I think I know that. I've noticed.
Quantum spin liquids.
Interesting.
And spin ices?
I don't know what that is.
ICES.
ICES.
Ices?
That's
not like ISIS.
Right, right.
Like ice.
Ice. ICES.
Just ice, I guess.
I don't know.
Is this, I guess.
It's not really a fluid then, is it?
Well, it's a quantum material.
Oh, okay. It
doesn't have to be a fluid.
Okay, okay. But anyways, yeah, let's just, I don't know what
I
that
I just wanted
was.
To see what quantum materials were. So using these things.
They're going to improve, they're going to service humanity's problems. Which, what's our materials. Problems? Is it going to serve, is it going to clean up all the chemicals in our food? Is it going to clean up the barren soil that all the chemicals are spraying on all the plants or destroying and killing? Is it going to stop Bill Gates? That seems to be one of humanity's biggest problems. I wonder if they'll use quantum materials to, like, you know, cut his head off with, like, a quantum sword. That would be cool.
Satire. This is all satire.
Yeah, this is all 100% satire.
I'm going to have to put that in the description.
I'm just wondering, though, materials that will service humanity's problems. Yeah, you know, 99% of all of our problems are caused by us, and it's caused by greed, and caused by people taking and taking and taking, and not willing to give back to their fellow man or neighbors or friends, family.
Remember, unless someone like you cares a whole awful lot, it's not going to get better. It's just not.
Lorax, 2018. I made up the year, but
I think you may have been right, actually, now that I'm thinking about it.
Oh, I knew it was a Lorax, but...
Well, the Lorax book is...
Oh, well, I don't know what year that came out, for sure.
50s.
There we go. Dr. Seuss knew some stuff, good and bad, I think.
Yeah, I know. Dr. Seuss is not a wholly good man.
I know. I know.
Him walking around with one of the top Nazis.
Oh, that, you know, our government absorbed into a...
Yeah, that's after. They weren't Nazis anymore.
Yeah, it's not, no, they just rebranded them.
Yes, yeah, so they're not Nazis anymore.
Right. It's like, you know, the...
They're NASA scientists.
It's, right, exactly. Or like, you know, the people with the Nazi tattoos and stuff and all over Ukraine that were funding and putting in the power. And
stick to the next World Economic Forum.
Well, I mean, that's part of it, but... All right, number 17. Old age care starts when you're young. Okay, well, that's interesting.
Is there more to that, or is it...
Yeah, there's more. There's a couple, like three or four paragraphs here of this.
Just read like one for me.
All right, I'll just read it from the start. If old age represents the accumulation of every advantage and disadvantage built up throughout a person's life, whether economic, social, environmental, or behavioral, then surely the solution to healthy aging lies in a whole life approach. Whew. I don't know if I like the sound of that, but...
No, it makes sense, though, is... I do want to do an episode eventually on something about aging isn't real.
Okay.
Because it used to be the idea of aging comes from like, quote unquote, biology from like 300 years ago.
Okay.
Before we really knew that immortality does exist in nature. Now, like crocodiles, lobsters, they still die, right? It's not, aging and death are different.
Okay.
Humans, they become synonymous with each other.
Okay.
That you age until you die. You don't have to. Or I mean muscle breakdown, tendon breakdown. The breakdown and replication of cells is aging.
Okay.
There are many vertebrates and invertebrates that have figured out how to turn that off and just keep being healthy until they die. You know when the healthiest a crocodile is its last year of life. Because it's the biggest they are, the most active they are, like as in far as being predators, when they start reproducing, they don't have like retirement ages.
Gotcha.
Like we start deteriorating faster than we're replicating,
mm-hmm.
is what aging basically is, watered down. Okay. So anyways, continue. It just was one of those thoughts I've had for a long time. I have wanted to do an episode on forever.
Yeah. The only part that kind of puts concern into my brain when I read that is just like a whole life approach. Like they need to monitor everything in your life.
Like, yeah, no, that's
from like, your health, your social environment, your economic environment. Like
a lot of these have both
very intrusive
from the first 15, the first, you know, good and bad.
Yeah.
Depends on how, who's doing it.
Right. Exactly.
No, and I do agree that your aging process 100% starts from when you're young.
Oh, here's a line I like. It says a holistic, multidisciplinary and person-centered model of care can ensure dignity, comfort and well-being during the final phase of a patient's life.
I don't know how I feel about the term holistic.
Okay.
I don't know how I feel about holistic medicine.
Explain what you mean by that.
I 100% believe in natural remedies.
Yes.
And ancient practices.
Mm-hmm. So where's the red flag in the word holistic for you?
I think there's a lot of modern day holistic medicines that are snake oil salesmen abusing the term.
For sure. Like rub.
So that's why I like.
Like rub vegetable oil on your anus for relief headaches.
Any of those holistic doctors.
Yeah.
Because I don't trust doctors.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care which side of it you're peddling.
Okay.
Like I think it was it Joe or was it who runs the, not Joe Rogan, the other guy, the bald guy that runs the fighting thing.
The fighting thing? Oh, Dana White.
Dana White talks about this a lot.
Okay.
Where he'll never go to a doctor for like a physical checkup.
Right.
Like you can look into it, you can do your research and stuff like that. He's like, if I break my arm or get cancer, 100% going to the doctor.
Yeah.
There may be a holistic treatment for that, but how aggressive, like cancer as a disease is, for example.
Right, yeah.
You have to have that knowledge acquired. Like you can't wait around. Like for example, my mom's cancer in 3 weeks went from 3 tumors to 11 tumors.
Right, fast.
And you know, her certain type, most of them die within a couple months.
Mm-hmm.
So if you try to mess around and do a holistic cure, I'm just saying that I believe, yes, I do believe in holistic medicine. I do not believe in the modern holistic medicine, at least fully.
Okay. I understand what you're saying, that there's people that claiming
there's
to be
too many,
holistic.
There's too many shysters in the pot.
For sure.
For me to go trust it.
For sure. Just find yourself a Chinese healer.
I don't trust them either.
And that probably you're probably better off.
No, because, you know, half the stuff they're doing is power of thought kind of stuff because they're mashing up Gigantopithecus bones and telling you.
But that power of thought, between that and your diet,
this makes your pee-pee harder.
I don't think that's what you're going to the healer for.
That's what they used to say about the Gigantopithecus teeth.
Well, that's different.
And rhino horn.
I mean, if you're sick or if you got
That's what I'm saying. That's the same guy selling you a rhino horn. It's telling you it makes your pee-pee harder.
Does it?
No.
How do you know?
It's just keratin. Eat your fingernails. Does that get your pee-pee harder?
Sometimes. Depends how big the nail I bite off.
Yeah, my neighbor must be having a heck of a day. Rhino horn and pee-pee harder.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
I don't know what Daniel's in there yelling about today.
I think
rhino horn and pee-pee harder.
I think I would rather trust a Chinese healer than over a modern ProMedica-funded doctor. Screw that. I don't care. I don't even care.
I care for reasons.
Well, yeah, but, well, I don't care. I don't. Screw them.
Wait a couple more weeks.
They overcharge you for everything. They will steal from you, and they will gladly make sure you're sick longer so they can treat you longer.
100% about cancer treatments for any major hospital.
Yeah, I just, and you know what? Any other alternative method? Yep, we're not even going to look at it. Nope. Fooey.
I also don't agree with just wiping species off the planet for medical fooey.
What do you mean? Yeah, I don't agree with that.
Like rhinos.
Yeah.
Like the rhino horn.
Well, that's
pretty much the Chinese medical market had wiped them off the planet.
That was a very specific.
But they're doing it with dozens of species, including black bears.
Well,
in North America.
What's modern pharma doing? What are they wiping out to create all their Ozempic?
Just people.
Medicine. Yeah, exactly.
It's all lab done now.
So what's worse? I would rather just
for the bear, the Chinese medicine market.
Oh,
for the
yeah.
rhino,
for
the
humans,
Chinese medicine market,
for human beings, for life on Earth. I don't know.
I told you why they started painting the rhino horns and elephant tusk. pink, right?
Right. So people wouldn't.
It makes them bitter, the taste.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
It makes it, yeah, so you can't eat them anymore.
Interesting.
That's where all those horns and ivory's going. The people, they're not making pianos with ivory anymore. Nobody cares about making a piano with ivory.
They're just making their wieners hard. Hey, if it must be working if they're still doing it.
Yeah, that's why they're still doing it. I think if it was working, they'd farm rhinos.
You know how hard that is.
It's not. It wasn't when there were still rhinos.
Number 18.
I'm about to leave.
We use technology to make policies based on evidence. Have you ever seen the movie? It's going to bother me. Oh, my phone's dead. It's called Gattaca. It's called Gattaca.
The game?
No, that's Galaga.
Oh, okay.
This is Gattaca. Gattica. There's a movie. It had Ethan Hawke in it. It came out in the early 90s, I think. I'm guessing. I don't know. 92, 94, something like that. Gattaca. But it took place in the future. I don't even know if that's... Basically, this thing says we use technology to make policies based on evidence. Legislators... Well, Gattaca, let me do that first. So Gattaca took place in the near future where people get access to certain tiers of jobs, like better jobs, good jobs, based on your DNA and based on your genetic makeup. So, like, if you're not born with certain DNA and you're not born on this in a certain line of people, you don't have access to certain jobs. You know, you get the basic, you know, the everyday normal jobs. You don't get to be an astronaut or, you know, it's higher up. So this guy, he got a job as an astronaut because all he wanted to do was go to Mars. That was his big thing. He wanted to leave space and go on a mission to Mars, or leave Earth and go on a mission to Mars. So he wanted to be an astronaut, but his DNA didn't jive with that. He wasn't going to do that. So he ended up, there was another guy that was an astronaut. He like got injured real bad, ended up living with this guy. And this guy basically took all of his information and was living his life in his shoes so he could be the astronaut. But the thing is, in the future, they will, literally on his keyboard, at the end of each of his shift, he would vacuum every skin cell off of his keyboard and sprinkle some of that guy's DNA over it, because they go through and they swab everything. And if someone else's DNA pops up and it matches in the system, you get red flagged and you basically get taken out. That's how it works. So he was able to navigate the system using someone else's DNA, living someone else's life.
But if they were living together, couldn't he also just claim, hey, that's the reason that his DNA is there, is like we live together and I...
Well, people, they would, that it's in the future, like that it's, that technologies, all your stuff's put into the database. No, they will test you and arrest you and kill you if you're not who you say you are. Like, that's the big no-no in this future. Like, everyone has to be identified and put into the system. And if you're not...
So that's what they're saying? What are they saying here?
Well, I don't know. That's just what that headline made me think of.
What's the headline?
We use technology to make policies based on evidence. So it says, legislators and regulators require strong policy development tools to capitalize on the opportunities that come with technological advancement. These include policies redesign, fit-for-purpose regulatory and enforcement actions, all while balancing opportunities, impacts, and risks and security aspects. To maximize the benefits of science and technology, elected decision-makers need access to evidence-based analysis, which walks them through the impact of proposed policy changes. That's confusing.
It's all confusing.
Defining problems clearly using thorough cost-benefit analysis and studies of distributional impacts will be central to the understanding and taking advantage of innovative technologies. What? Oh my gosh. Regulators should work with effective stakeholders, industry leaders, and technology partners to incorporate technological innovation into decision-making processes. So they want like technology to make decisions just based off like their environment around them.
Skynet.
That's what this sounds like. Hell, don't worry. The AI will analyze it and make the best decision for us. Perfect. It's not like we have elected officials that are supposed to be doing that, that don't do that now. They just do whatever the bankers and Citigroup tells them to do, and probably AIPAC tells them to do. Yeah, vote on this. This is what we want you to vote you on. And then they go ahead and then they vote on it. Unless you got guys like Thomas Massey that like challenge that stuff.
Shut up about Thomas Massey.
No, he's a good man and I support him. Shut. I support him. I support him. See, the arrow. Oh, I wish I knew the quote. The brave that shows no fear cannot get hit by the arrow.
I'm eating corn.
The brave that shows courage can't get hit by the hatchet. I don't remember how it is. It's from Ernest Goes to Camp. If you haven't seen that movie, watch it. It'll teach you a thing about life and respecting other people. Number 19. A new kind of capitalism takes root, and they have a nice picture of a plant growing out of a crack in asphalt. How promising. How wonderful. Ugh. A new kind of capitalism takes root. I wonder what this is going to be based off all carbon.
I think I've said this before.
Yeah.
Guys at home, literally, I'm eating corn. I think I've said this before, that Bucky's was the capitalism we were promised, and BlackRock was the capitalism we got.
Mm-hmm. Bucky's was a wonderful thing that...
I love Bucky's.
They got shut down. Yeah. Their gas... So Bucky's tried selling gas below, like...
Buying it at.
Yeah, they were selling it at a loss, but the idea was to get you in there.
Because they make their money off the giant barbecue stand, the Bucky's t-shirts.
Everything.
They have a sushi bar.
It's bigger than a Walmart. It's like a super Walmart.
It's not bigger than a Walmart.
It's some of the smaller ones. It sure is.
Well, I mean, yes, the average Bucky's is bigger than the smallest Walmart in the world.
Smaller, like regular Walmarts, not the super centers.
It's not like smaller than like the Lima Walmart. Or it's not bigger than the Lima Walmart.
Well, that one's a super.
Is it?
Yeah. That's a super Walmart. Oh, yeah, it is. It is, indeed. I remember the old Walmart that was out, that they closed down in Lima, where Big R, well, I don't even think it's Big R anymore.
That was a Walmart, you're right.
Yeah, that was the original, like, smaller ones. But anyways.
Yeah, it's probably the size of that.
Yeah. Here, I skipped ahead.
This they were selling it. They used to sell it cheaper, and they were buying it.
Right.
And then the government said, no, you can't do that.
You can't do that.
That's not fair to all of our buddies at Mobile.
Right. And that's a genius business idea because everyone's benefiting. Like, me, the consumer, okay, I need cheap gas. Boom, I'm going to Bucky's. I don't have to go in and buy anything. I don't have to, like, go in and buy a Bucky's sandwich or a beef jerky or a nice grill. You can literally buy anything at Bucky's.
What was that?
I don't know. Something banged. I thought it was behind you. Or it could be outside. It could be...
The monster trying to get in?
Yes, it could be that. But here, let's read this. I was joking about being CO2, but then I got here and it says this.
It is CO2.
This new type of public... Wait, let me read the quote again. A new type of capitalism takes root. This new type of public-private partnership has allowed mankind to effectively address major challenges and to resolve some of them. Extreme poverty belongs to the past, as do increasing CO2 emissions levels and the huge volumes of plastic in the ocean. That I agree with. I agree with there's extreme poverty in our country right now. There's a person living under almost every single bridge in this country.
That's not true.
Oh, it's not?
No, with aggressive architecture, they no longer can sleep under the bridges.
True, yeah, they're preventing that. And then they're pushing them off in the other areas. Which is horrible.
The pumpkin lady was living in a nice little lot.
Yeah, we don't talk about the pumpkin lady. We discussed her enough on the show.
Well, did you see in the Patreon group they were talking about the pumpkin
lady? Were they? I missed it. I haven't seen it yet.
We finally got to this episode.
Oh, my gosh. But there have been improvements in tackling other challenges, too. Forced labor. A child, which happening still now today, is child labor and corruption. Yes.
I literally just seen like a three-year-old... packaging socks.
Really? Where? What country?
I don't know.
China?
I'm gonna guess China.
Probably. But I mean, like we have problems here too with forced labor being a problem. Sure. And the
prison systems?
Our current presidential Democratic nominee, Kamala or Kamala, I don't know how she pronounces it different on different days, and if you say the wrong one on the wrong day, she will correct you and make sure it's right, even though she pronounced her name both ways. It's on film. She's done it both ways herself.
I would just record it and be like,
what?
Which way it is?
Yeah, you never know. I mean,
well, that's what I'm saying is, like, I would have it pre-recorded. If she corrects you, be like, well, you said it this way this day.
You would think someone, like a journalist, would do that, but...
No, that's a good way to get yourself shot.
Well, a good journalist would do that. I mean, a good journalist shouldn't be afraid to get shot. There should be afraid of not telling the truth.
Weren't. They just, that's why they're all dead.
Well, not all of them. They're just very suppressed. Very, very, very suppressed. Or they're called far right, Nazi, right wing, crazy, anything to just discredit them. Even though they may have nothing to do with any of those things, those are labels that are thrown out to just immediately discredit you.
When you call somebody a racist or anything like that.
Right.
I mean, it can be a career killer.
Anything with a phobe at the end. Like, anything they just will slander you with just so you don't get your thoughts and ideas out there. So people won't question anything or even think. But Kamala Harris, during the 2020 presidential campaign, when she was running for president in the primaries, remember back when they used to have primaries, you know, and not like this time around when they just forced both of our candidates upon us this time. Like, there was no primary process. There was nothing. They just shoved both of our candidates that we have to vote for to us. But during the 2020 campaign, during the Democratic primary, Tulsi Gabbard brought up the fact that Kamala Harris had innocent prisoners in prison that were ordered by a judge to be released.
Yeah, 'cause they're,
and
yeah.
She denied them multiple times because she didn't want to. She did not. Her excuse was she did not want to disrupt the prison labor system. Which, you know what that translates into?
She said that out loud.
Yes, that was her excuse why she did not release them. Do you know what that translates to, right? Prison labor.
I'm keeping these people as slaves.
Yes. Yes. That she's supposed to be a Democrat. I thought Democrats were very for the common working man, for getting people out of prison, getting the boot off of oppression off people, authoritarianism. But no, she wanted to keep them in prison because she didn't want to disrupt the prison labor system. So that's just fantastic. It's just, yeah, we're going to fix this stuff, even though we're putting up a presidential candidate that reinforced these things, thoughts and ideas. Yes, and I guarantee you everybody at this World Economic Forum will 100% support Kamala Harris as president because she's who they want. They want us to be slaves.
They don't have a choice.
They're probably the ones picking her. They're probably the ones that chose her to be the nominee.
100%, it's way above her, like way above them.
About the World Economic Forum?
Oh, I think, never mind. I misheard.
Oh,
I'm
sorry.
Eating corn, so I'm distracted. Yes,
freeze-dried corn. You can find it at the Ohio, well, it's already happened. You could have bought at the Ohio Bigfoot Jamboree.
It should be available. We probably won't sell it on the website this year, but maybe next year.
Yeah, maybe Crypticon.
It'll be available. Crypticon.
I don't know if we'll be there. Do you think we'll be at Crypticon?
I think we'll make an appearance.
We thought about it.
We'll hide in the bus, the corn cries drive.
Oh, good idea. I don't know. I need someone to stay here and watch the shack.
Well, don't worry. We'll leave a possum.
Oh, perfect. Possum. I have three. Number 20, cutting poverty in half with information technology.
Oh, my gosh. I don't remember the last 15, but there was a lot of this.
Cutting poverty in half with information technology.
Talking about poverty and technology.
Yeah. How about we just stop spending money on war and stop going to war and decimating other countries and protecting other countries that are also decimating.
They're hiding terrorists.
Yeah, I know, right? Or supporting countries that are just indiscriminately bombing men, women, children, you know, with no remorse and laughing about it in other countries. And we support them. We pay for all their military, all their weapons. We supply them with all their, you know, beautiful bombs that we make that they can bomb brown people with, that we support it. Because, you know, it's weird how other countries, you know, we only bomb brown people, our country with brown people in it. Ain't that weird?
Deep tan and below.
Ain't that weird? Why do we do that? Huh? I don't know. That's weird. How do we always seem to find ourselves in war with poor countries? It's just weird. I don't know. It's like our government's. It's like when they say we're spreading democracy, they're just overthrowing governments that may try to be independent.
Whoa.
And get off our...
We're saving them from banana republics.
Yeah. We're creating banana republics, installing our own leaders that'll wreck their country. It's happening. It's been happening. People are catching on to it. The leaders of our military-industrial complex are the world's terrorists. All right, number 21. Hyper-transparency is making corruption a thing of the past. excuse my language, but bullshit. Like, come on. Hyper-transparency is making corruption a thing of the past.
What's hyper-transparent?
That they can see everything you see or say.
But I'm talking about for corruption.
Like, yeah, where's the hyper-transparency with Google? Where's the hyper-transparency
deleted all those emails. Where are they?
Yeah, where's 40,000 emails that Hillary deleted? Where's the hyper-transparency? Where's the hyper-transparency of Pfizer and all their clinical trials for their shot, you know? Where's all that
on this show?
Where's all that data? Well, I think that's one word that the algorithms are ready for. They just, you said what now? It's negative. I'm calling Bill Gates. That's or Albert Bourla.
I've never seen a man that looks more like a water balloon in my life.
Than Bill Gates.
Yeah,
he looks like Ren's. Ooh,
yeah,
that's thunder.
Yeah,
maybe that's what that noise was.
I think it was.
Looks like he looks like a gross character from Ren and Stimpy, but like in real life. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Sorry.
And he sprays...
I'm looking at the radar, so...
He sprays that upheal over all the fruits and vegetables to try to make them last longer when that upheal stuff that they spray on everything is loaded with chemicals and seed oils that's just going to make you sick and you can't wash them off your fruit and veggies. Good man. So yeah, this hyper-transparency, that's just bull crap. Like, making corruption a thing of the past. If corruption was a thing of the past, we wouldn't have homelessness everywhere. We wouldn't have civil unrest throughout the country. We wouldn't have, like, the big economic divide between upper class and lower, and middle class and lower class. Corruption is creating all those things. We wouldn't have gas prices that are through the roof that make it almost... Rent wouldn't be through the roof, making it almost impossible to live. Eat the bugs. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing.
Corn.
You will own nothing, and you will like it. And you will be happy.
I would actually try freeze-dried crickets.
Huh?
Like freeze-dried crickets?
They ain't going in my machine. Not in the shack. Not in the shack freeze-dryer that I haven't paid for yet.
It's like anything. What, are they going to come do, repo it?
I guess. Actually, it's not a bad idea, is it?
They're just going to tank your credit. You got bad credit?
Well, who cares? What's credit?
If you already got bad credit.
What is it? Social credit score? Screw you.
Kinda.
Yeah, exactly. Screw you.
Get along.
Screw you. Keep cash. Keep all your cash. Bury it in jars in your backyard.
I think maybe we'll do a credit score episode.
Let's do it. What do you mean? Just talking about it?
Yeah, and what's how to help your kids build a credit score. What's it mean?
That's not a bad idea.
Banks and how do some entities use it for your benefit and some entities use it for against you?
Evil banks. Oh, once again, evil
corporations, which banks are, mm-hmm. are not good or evil. The people running them are.
Yep.
They will be as good or as evil as you let them or make them be.
And we're letting them be.
Yeah.
Number 22.
Oh,
technology in space underpins security on Earth. Underpins security on Earth? So they want... Okay, here we go. By 2030, a combination of space technology and AI will have helped us deal with global challenges like deforestation, oil spills, farming, cross-border terrorism, and migration flows. Okay.
I thought you were saying...
What are they going to do?
Cross-border terriers. Like terrorism. Terriers, like dog.
Yeah.
Like a border collie and a terrier.
Border collie. Yeah.
It just made me laugh because I was like, what are you talking about, a dog in the middle of all this?
Yeah, no more of this mixed breed mutts. Purebreds only.
Have you ever seen The Rod of God?
Oh, yes. And then there's even one even
you don't
more.
They don't need bombs.
There's one more scarier now.
Huh.
I forget what it's called. It's not The Rods of God. There's even one I overheard.
It doesn't matter, but that you don't have to, like, there's no bombs in space.
No.
You just got to drop something.
Yes. Yes. But now they can light up an area the size of 3 football fields in 1 second, every square inch of that area.
With light.
Projectiles.
Oh, me and you were talking about the light, the new light company.
Oh, yeah. No, not that.
We'll do an episode on that.
Yeah, not that. No. I'm talking about with projectiles that will just, every square inch of like 3 football fields. I forget the name of it, but I was listening to we both know him. He was in the Air Force talking about it. You know how like former military like to talk about technological weapons.
The one we, the one we know. Yeah.
That was off off-putting to listen to. I didn't like listening to that. Here's a weapon of death that can destroy thousands of people in a second. Ain't this great?
It is.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, basically what
I'm just ready to start speeding up.
What they're saying is they want to put lasers in space on satellites to watch you. So if you step out of line, bam, you're dead. And you know what? It won't be a human making that decision. It'll be an AI. Number 23. There's global family of fun and function. Wait. There's a global family of fun and functional cities. Screw you. 15-minute cities. Yeah, they're going to be fun and functional, guys. It's fun. Move to the city. You don't need land. You don't need to grow your own food. You don't need to source your own water. Just take it all from us. Don't worry. We'll charge you rent for it. We'll take care of you. It'll be fun. Guys, it's fun. Don't worry. You'll do this because it's fun. It's easy. Land. Who needs that anymore?
Say the title again.
What I just read?
Yeah.
There's a global family of fun and functional cities.
Yeah, okay.
It's just cities will have a...
Is this written by the guy that gave us a super bad review about talking bad about Chicago?
He's from Helsinki. The mayor of Helsinki.
Helsinki?
Isn't that in... Is Helsinki in... That's no, in... No. I think that's in Sweden, maybe? I don't think it's... Or is that...
Better not be American.
No. Helsinki's like not American.
Michigan.
No. It's Helsinki. It's all H-E-L-S-I-N-K-I.
S-I-N-K-I.
One L in Helsinki.
Finland.
Finland. I was close. What did I say? Sweden?
Yeah.
Same difference.
Yeah, Paris. They're the same thing.
Yeah. 24. Precision medicine is for rich. Wait. I read that. I was reading two lines at once. Precision medicine is for everyone, not just the rich. Okay. So are they saying we have precision medicine now? But you have to have enough money to have access to it.
Yeah.
Wait. Shouldn't our insurance pay for that? Oh, nope.
No, don't. Well, that's for nope. A special episode we'll talk about.
Nope. You have to have at least a $10,000 deductible before your insurance will pay for it. But then once you meet that threshold, there's certain medicines. You know, it's just experimental. We can't afford to put insurance money into that. You're going to have to do this treatment instead, but you're still going to have to pay for all of it. And then we'll just get the hospital involved and jack up the bill, the final bill, about 400%. That way they get theirs. Insurance is a scam. Precision medicine should be... Medicine should just be everybody. It should be a fundamental right. Nobody should go bankrupt or lose anything from getting sick. That's just my opinion. But then again, we shouldn't have all of our food loaded with chemicals that make us sick. And that keep us sick. Number 25. We'll get water from the moon to help fuel a new era in space.
Whoa, 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 whoa. What the hell did you just say?
We'll get water from the moon to help fuel a new era in space.
So when does the moon have water on it?
Don't you know? There's such a source there. It's not like we can't... We have a planet that's called the Blue Marble because it's full of water.
Yeah, all that water is plastic in it, though.
Yes. Yes, because of, us and corporations.
So we need better water now.
Or just, I don't know. Maybe this is just me, just crunching the numbers in my head. I could just call me crazy. It might be a slightly cheaper to filter what water we have here than to send some sort of crap to the moon to extract water and then bring it back.
I never realized this. This is kind of one of NASA's hidden secrets.
What's that?
The surface of the moon is covered in water.
I thought it was lunar dust and space pigeons.
I love space pigeons. No, it's literally all over. It's ice. You know, it's ice. But
well, that's not
even in sunlit areas. It's ice.
That's not what they from the pictures.
You
they
should
sent
look
back.
At the water map. It's literally like another blue rock.
Well, how did all the footprints happen? Why is all the space dust, you know, getting in your lungs when you disturb anything on the surface? Whatever happened to that narrative? Remember all the dust that's on the moon that's so reflective? That's why the moon glows so bright. What were they just making that up for?
That's ice. Ice glows.
Then why
You've
is it
seen ice glow?
Why is it turn the dust though when you touch it or leave a footprint in it? How could they leave footprints in it?
Because it's ice.
Okay, now I get what you're saying. Yeah, they're making stuff up. They're just making stuff up. You want me to read any of this about how we're going to get water from the moon?
You can. I mean, you read a paragraph and see how dumb it is, and then we'll move on.
By 2030, humans extract the first resource in outer space. This could be water on the moon. In addition to water, which
Why water on the moon?
I don't know.
I get, you know.
What could be used to drink and maintain agriculture. The water molecule, H2O, good thing they told me that, can be separated into hydrogen and oxygen as a clean fuel source. It can be. And it is a very effective fuel source. The problem is they don't tell you the effect and how actually amazing it is. I've made hydrogen from water, and it burns extremely efficiently and very powerfully. Water.
I don't like doing that. I really think that the next really bad war will be fought over water.
Well, you need a very small amount to make a very powerful amount of hydrogen, HHO gas. That's very, and when you burn it, you know what your byproduct is? Do you know?
Mm-mm.
Water. It turns back into water after you burn it. It's almost like it's a miracle. And I've made one before. Maybe I'll do that on this episode. On an episode, we'll build a new one.
The first DW documentary.
I'll teach you how to build a hydrogen generator.
Don't teach me, teach them. I will not do it.
The royal you.
Okay.
Everyone listening, I'll show you how to do it. It's very safe. The one I built.
Inclination to do any kind of engineering.
It's fun though. It's fun when you blow up a water bottle.
I'm more ready to become a supervillain one with my various abilities.
This could be easily turned into a super villain weapon too.
No, I think a newt in a water bottle that you shake really hard then splash at somebody is much better.
Well, yeah, or I could just
in untraceable.
I think this thing can melt stones. All right, number 26.
Mine can melt people.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, digital tech helps close the gender and wealth gap. Stop. Why is there's no? I don't believe in the wealth a gender gap.
Isn't there?
When it comes to wealth. Well, they say, oh, women don't get paid as much. They're not doing the same job.
Now, I've seen the numbers. You know, we talk about lying statistics and all this
right,
all the time.
Right.
So, okay, how do I want to say this? I do believe there is one. I don't think it's as dramatic as some sites show.
Mm-hmm.
But I do believe there is one.
Do I think there's corruption and people pay women less because they can get away with it? Yes, yeah. Absolutely. I think on the whole that women just because the sole fact they're women are getting paid less? I don't believe that at all.
I do think it happens in some facilities.
For
in
sure.
In some industry.
In certain cases, yes, absolutely. It happens.
I do think there is a lot of the other end lying with statistics where if you take, like you said, like high-risk jobs generally pay a lot more, and generally speaking, high-risk jobs are more often done by men.
Mm-hmm.
By several amounts, by several magnitudes.
Oh, yeah.
So, I don't know, there's that, you know. Garbage men make a, you know, depending on where you're at, make a pretty good living, and
yeah,
they're almost never women. Most high-end, like, not high-end, high-danger factory positions are almost always men, and that's the most, you know, almost always the most paid position in
right,
factories
yeah.
of industry. Line pole workers and stuff like that, you know, they get paid buku bucks because literally they could explode from electricity
yeah.
at any minute. But I don't know. I think there's both lies and truth.
Well, don't worry because
it's ending. Good.
By 2030, the digital tech is just going to help close all that. How? I don't know. I'm sure they got some reasons in here, but you know, we just need more technology to make everything better. That's always been the solution. And as I've grown up in my life the past 33 years, as this has gone on, it just seems like the more technology, the better life. And just happier people just seem to be all the time. On the whole, everyone's just so much happier. You can just see it. Especially just from me being a kid to now, I can just see the happy gleefulness beaming off people's faces as they stare into their phone like soulless gaze, like a cow staring off into the distance.
What about the gaze?
Gaze, G-A-Z-E.
I really thought, never mind.
No.
I thought you were doing a completely different rant.
No, gosh.
Like, what are we talking?
The soulless gaze of staring. Yeah, that sounds bad.
That's all I can hear about it. I'm like, my uncle's got a soul.
Someone's gonna clip that.
It's gonna be me.
Okay, the soulless stare.
There we go.
The 1,000-yard stare of into your phone of just lifelessness.
Does it say anything about race? The race pay gap?
That's
a big one.
Let's see if then this one does.
I'm just curious. I looked it up, what the gender pay gap is right now in the U.S.
Yeah. Well, good thing Google is probably going to tell you the answer.
Yeah. I mean, it's gone up since we were kids.
What's that, the gap?
The margin has gone down. So women are getting paid more on average, it looks like, which is good.
Well, I think everyone is because, you know, inflation.
But the gap is getting smaller.
Oh, gotcha.
So they're not matching.
Gotcha.
Like, it's not an inflation raise.
Gotcha.
Because I think when we were kids, it was literally like 64% or something like that.
I don't know.
It was as far as they were reporting.
Right.
It was very large. Could and now it's 85%.
Could have been lying with statistics again.
Which 85%, a 15, on average, a 15% pay difference.
But yeah, you know, let's just get the caretakers of our family, the people that, probably do the best job at, you know, nurturing a child's growth.
Now, I do believe about the breaking up of the atomic family is one of the worst things that has ever happened in America.
Let's just send women into the workforce to, you know, just be away from family and children.
Mothers are very important to offspring.
Very.
Very important.
Very important is just the family dynamic in general.
Very important. Black women get paid the least, which shouldn't surprise anybody.
They're the most
this one's oppressed. This one's saying there's Hispanic women, which may also be true. I don't know. But I believe when I used to watch all the crime stuff,
yeah,
that the black women that were murdered or raped or whatever had literally the least amount of resources ever into any investigation.
Oh, my gosh.
One of the serial killers, one of the really famous ones, got away forever.
Yeah.
Because he only killed black women that were also, half of them were prostitutes. So a lot of the cops were like, good.
You got it. I'm sorry. I was reading ahead and oh, my gosh. Here's the next one. Number 27. Buildings will respond to their environment. Buildings.
Okay.
In 2030, just wait till you hear the end of this sentence. Buildings and cities will be naturally responsive to their immediate environmental and cultural context, as well as the occupants' psychological, physiological, and sociological and economic needs. Huh?
Say it again. I don't understand what you're saying to me.
Buildings and cities will be naturally responsive to their immediate environmental and cultural context, as well as the occupants' physiological, psychological, sociological, and economic needs.
Okay, so I get how they can be environmentally interactive, right?
Yeah.
Like saying, you know, with wind speeds, like taking advantage of cooler temperatures outside.
Sure.
I get how buildings, right now, modern architecture is awful.
For sure.
Buildings can be much more interactive with and need less cost long term.
Yep.
I do not understand how a building is going to socially, culturally interact with you.
Well, the only way I can think of is they're talking about putting like signage up on the wall. And when you're living in a dystopian, like big brother, always watching, gaze, always under surveillance, always being monitored about everything. Well, the buildings will put up nice pictures and photos that just change that thought as you're walking through. And maybe use propaganda to get your mind off of those thoughts and make you, quote unquote, you know, happy again, or to change your way of thinking so you're not realizing
you're... So wait, is it talking about a person is doing this in the building?
No, it's saying the building itself is going to be doing this.
So how's that going to happen?
Like I said, I bet you they'll have like signs up, like interact, like TVs.
So somebody's putting up signs.
No, I bet you the building is, people are constantly being monitored through technology, and it's being fed, the information's fed through the building, and then they manipulate the environment on screens all around you to change your thought pattern, I bet. I don't know.
I know you don't know. I know. I'm myself, I don't understand what that phrase means.
More monitoring your brain waves, like, and your psychological thoughts, just everything. And then it's coupled with number 28. Change our governance models to harness the power of technology for good. So I'm glad they're already admitting that we're using the power of our technology not for good. They already know that's a thing. So if we're changing things to make it for good, that's already a red flag that they know everything's being used not for good. Why would you have to make a point to make everything change to be good? So what are you doing right now? Oh my gosh. To have a digital identity does not undermine privacy. To fight the threat of terrorism without building surveillance states. Oh. Wait, so you want to have... Oh my gosh, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not a fan of this. More technology. More technology. We'll harness the power of more technology for good this time, guys. We swear. It'll be for good. No, if we monitor all of you, then how can everyone commit a crime? You're already being monitored. Don't worry. No one will hurt you. No one will step out of bounds because we're watching all of you all the time. Everything you do, we're watching. So don't worry. If someone else is going to do something bad, we already know. So you don't have to worry. Unless that thing they're going to do bad benefits them. And then they just let it happen anyways. Kind of like it's happening right now almost every single day. When we have a psychological psyop.
What number are we on? Happen.
Number 29.
Okay, good.
We have the new economy for nature. We have a new economy for nature. I kind of just want to read this whole thing, see what they say.
Okay.
Our current economic model is based on externalizing environmental costs. It has been built on exploiting nature, generally without concern for consequence or recognition of limits. True.
100%. I mean, the giant warehouse when I used to work literally did not care.
And they are not allowed to build there, yet they did it.
We're still fighting it.
There is no doubt that our business models and economic growth have also led to great success and positive outcomes for society in terms of increased health, lies, education, lies, and lifting millions out of poverty. Lies! All of those are going the opposite direction.
Okay.
People are getting sicker, they're getting dumber, and they're getting poorer every single day on the whole.
Just the way you said it made me laugh.
It's true, though. However, the data and science are now clear that the cost of this model outweigh the benefits, and the business as usual is simply untenable. Now is the moment to change the paradigm from making the business case for protecting biodiversity to thinking, who pays for internalizing the externalities created by business as usual? Okay, he's saying a bunch of nonsense.
This whole thing's been nonsense.
Once we have that out in the open, we can deal with redefining a new paradigm where business can be incentivized and rewarded for creating value for nature and society alongside profitability. We made the game up. We can change the rules that creates an economy that protects nature by 2030. Now, I agree with that line and that sentiment, but I don't think I just feel like their ways they want to go about it is probably not going to be in the best ways that's going to actually benefit people. Number 30, we work together to narrow the digital divide. Well, what is the digital divide?
You want me to Google it?
Well, it says, while digital technology increases the welfare of the general public, it also leads to unequal development opportunities in different regions and different groups due to the imbalance of internet development. Oh, okay. So we're just going to make sure everyone's connected to the internet. That way we can all monitor you and watch everything you do and track everything you do. So basically what this whole article was saying, which anyone can read it if they want, it's from 2019 on the World Economic Forum website, weforum.org. What if we get things right? Visions for 2030. Go ahead. And, I mean,
let's do it. Let's get them right.
Let's see how close they all are by 2030. 2030 will be here before we know it. We got here 4.5. Or 5.5 years.
It's here right now.
All these things that they're predicting, if you didn't listen to part one, go back and listen to that one.
We're not the boss of you.
Right. Do whatever you want to do. That's what life's about. Do what you want to do. But I encourage doing what feels right in your heart and just feeling what is good for not just you, but your fellow neighbors and the people around you. Who are you helping lift up by lifting yourself up? Who are you bringing with you? You know, what do we always say on the show? All ships sail with the rising tide. Is that it? Or all ships rise with the rising tide. Yes. So you know what? Get out there, help your neighbor in person. Don't do it online. We don't need this digital wall in between us. Go in person. Talk to your neighbor. Hug your neighbor. Be friends with your community.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.